In 2018, Idaho had the fifth highest number of suicides in the country. Catherine Perouse is a counselor in Sandpoint, Idaho, who knows firsthand about the devastation of suicide. Two of her sons died of self-inflicted death 6 years apart. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, Catherine and her daughter, Allie Bretthauer of Moscow, share how the deaths changed their lives.
So my perspective is that I was, you know, a preteen when Daniel died. And I was just a little piece of work. I was angry. I thought the world owed me something because my family was changing. You mentioned that you feel like you didn't handle the death of my brothers well, specifically like when Daniel completed. I don't think there is anything that you could have done to stop the pain, right? Or to make it easier. What is it that you think that you could have done differently?
I know that I withdrew from everybody. I wish I had made everybody go to some counseling like I did after Bobby died. I wish I had been able to give you more of what you needed during that time.
Having been so close to Bobby, I feel like I let him down.
Me too. I feel like I let both of them down. While I've processed a lot of that and it doesn't haunt me, the reality is, if you're a good parent, your kids are not supposed to be dead, much less by suicide. That's just, it's not supposed to be that way. Remember the poem you wrote for the tea party? Totally blindsided me with that whole thing. And I still read that poem when I do presentations. Because it was so beautifully written and it understood that most people don't want to die, they want the pain to end. Even at 12, you knew that.
This is why I wanted to interview you, Mom. You feel the feelings that a parent must feel when they lose a child. Your response was not to lay down and give up. Your response was to crawl and scrape yourself back into a place where you could function. But then even more, once you could stand, you started pulling others up with you. And so much of that giving, it feels like it comes from your place of healing. So not only is it vulnerable on your part, which is amazing, it's brave, but it's also tremendously generous. And you are my hero.
Well, I don't feel like a hero very much.
But are heroes supposed to feel like heroes?
I don't know.
That's Catherine Perouse of Sandpoint talking with her daughter, Allie Bretthauer of Moscow. To read the poem Allie wrote about her brother's death, go to nwpb.org. This is StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Inovia Foundation.